Joanne Fox from The Globe, the Catholic newspaper, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City.
We could also be the Catholic newspaper, Steve.
Yeah, if you want to be like kind of laid back about the whole thing.
Yeah, that'd be us.
But officially.
Yes.
Editor of the Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, and sitting down to help me out with another edition of Cultural Continuum, the final edition of 2018.
I think it is, yes.
Because things start to quit happening.
Yeah, because everybody is so much involved with their own holiday stuff. So, absolutely. But there is stuff going on.
There is. There is. Sioux City Art Center this evening will be hosting a preview reception for the fourth edition of Art Cetera. That'll be tonight from 5 to 7 o'clock. The event will allow guests their first glimpse of all of the featured artworks by over 50 area artists. The reception is free and open to the public. Free food. How can you go wrong? SiouxCityArtCenter.org if you'd like more information on the preview reception for Art Cetera. And if you're looking for something to do over the Christmas holiday, you can head down to the Art Center and they've got that.
That's right, because they are open. So yeah, great place to check out. And another kind of food related activity is the Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Fruit Cakes. Some of you may think that's food, some of you may not, but that show is running now through Sunday, December 16th. It is a moving story of alienation, understanding, and reconciliation. Fruitcakes provides audiences with a heaping helping of holiday warmth and Christmas cheer. More at scctheaterwithanre.org.
And there's another theater offering for the holidays that's wrapping up this weekend as well, as Emmitsburg Main Street Community Theater is doing the family Christmas show It's a Wonderful Life through Sunday. Evening performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. The matinee on Sunday is at 2 o'clock. The doors actually open an hour before the performance, so you can go in there and talk to people and do stuff. Attendees are invited to come early to enjoy photo opportunities with Santa Claus. Also seasonal music and refreshments as well. Again, that's up at Emmitsburg, so our KOJI listeners can get
that's
over there,
right,
and enjoy a Christmas event.
Here is another music event. Vanguard Arts is hosting the performance of the Haymakers Band. That's tonight. It goes from 8 to 11 p.m. The Haymakers is a band based out of Wichita, Kansas. They blend genuine folk and bluegrass instrumentation to create a unique sound. More at vanguardarts.com.
Yeah, and I talked with one of the fellows from the Haymakers Band trying to set up an interview, but Moreland and Arbuckle, a good blues band, Dustin Arbuckle from that band is in this band, and he's also, it sounds like an interesting kind of string band, bluegrass, blues hybrid sort of thing. Going on tomorrow, the Sioux City Railroad Museum will be doing their final Santa's Whistle Stop tour. That wraps up tomorrow. It'll go from 12 to 4 o'clock. Families are invited to participate in crafts, games, train rides, and Santa will be arriving by train, and you can take your picture with Santa Claus. It's a whole big deal at the Sioux City Railroad Museum. Go to SiouxCityRailroadMuseum.org. For more information about that.
And it is the holiday season, so the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra is going to present Christmas with the Symphony. That's going to be tomorrow, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. The Symphony will perform a variety of carols, timeless classics, and there will be a special guest appearance by Grammy Award-winning cellist Zule Bailey, and I think maybe Santa might make a visit to the symphony as well.
Ooh.
So you might want to check that out.
He's so busy this time
he
of year.
He is. I don't know how he keeps up with everything. But lots more, SiouxCitySymphony.org. Again, Christmas with the Symphony tomorrow, 7:30.
And you can find out more about that also by listening to Siouxland Public Media this morning at 11 o'clock. Gretchen Gondek will be doing a live edition of Opus with Maestro Haskins and Zule Bailey.
Okay, but Santa, he's busy elsewhere.
Yeah, he's got a lot of, he's too busy to talk to Gretchen. But Ryan and Zool are going to be on Opus later today at 11. Sugal Consulting and One Siouxland have rescheduled their health fair to Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 o'clock. That'll be at 3900 Dakota Avenue, Suite 11. If you go, you'll be able to learn about programs to stay healthy, also immunization requirements, and more. Interpreters in all East African languages will be available, as well as Spanish speakers. If you'd like to find out more, go to onesiouxland.org. Again, that is the health fair on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5.
The weather has really been nice, and so why not take advantage of a little road trip up to Yankton, where the UCC Adult Choir is going to present Sing with the Angels. It's their Christmas concert. It'll be Sunday. It goes from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Yankton United Church of Christ. The choir is going to perform along with a guest chamber orchestra. The concert is free and open to the public. YanktonUCC.org has lots more information.
And right here in Sioux City, the Northwest Iowa Group Sierra Club will be hosting a Chili Social fundraiser. It's not a fundraiser. There's no D in it. It's a fundraiser. That'll be Sunday from, unless it's a typo. Could be a typo.
Could be.
but it's from 4 to 6 o'clock at First Unitarian Church Basement. Participants will be able to enjoy a wide variety of chili creations, fixins, beverages, and desserts. That's, that is Sunday afternoon at the basement at the First Unitarian Church for the Northwest Iowa Group Sierra Club.
And winter is going to start here. The solstice is coming up, so the Dorothy Pico Nature Center is going to host a solstice snowshoe hike. That's going to be next Thursday, December 20th. It starts at 3 p.m. A minimum of 4 inches of snow is required to snowshoe. Not sure if that's going to happen. But if there's not enough snow and conditions allowed, there's going to be a guided winter hike exploring the Nature Center trails instead. Just remember, dress for the weather. It is an event that's free and open to the public. There are also 17 pairs of snowshoes available if you don't have your own. So more by Googling Dorothy Pico Nature Center and find out a bit more about that.
Okay. Looking ahead to some events that are happening over the break, the Sioux City Public Museum has got the Native American artwork of Chuck Raymond on display through the 30th of December. There's a retrospective of the prominent Winnebago artist's works showcased along with a selection of Native American artifacts from the museum's collection.
And then are we going to talk about, Steve, the special thing that KWIT has going?
Yeah, we've got just enough time to
talk about that.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about that?
I can talk a bit about it.
Okay.
So Siouxland Public Media and Lamb Theater is going to present a live broadcast of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And truly, what would the holiday season be without listening to that brilliant play that Charles Dickens presented? Now, this event is going to be Friday, December 21st. It is going to be at Lamb Theater. The social hour starts the evening at 6 p.m. and then the live reading and radio broadcast begins at 7 p.m. So lots more on kwit.org. Steve, are you involved with that?
I'm not exactly sure.
Isn't that the truth? In years past when we've done it here at the studio, it was very much by the seat of the pants.
Yeah, I think it's less by the seat of the pantsy this time around. It seems to be kind of going legit now. We've done it for 2 years here at the station. Now we're going on site doing it at Lamb Theater with real actors who know what they're doing and sound effects things. It's going to be, regardless of if you go see the show or if you listen to it on your radio, it's going to be a very fine production. Again, that is next Friday, the 21st. Getting underway at 6 with the social hour, and then the actual play and the reading will be done live over the air and at the theater there, beginning at 7 o'clock. And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. On behalf of my co-host Joanne Fox and my lead writer Jorge Quesada, I'm Steve Smith, wishing you a great week and happy holidays and season's greetings and a happy new year and a Merry Christmas and whatever else is left for this year.
Just happiness all the way around, Steve.
Happiness all the way around.